Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In How to ADHD, An Insider's Guide to Working with Your Brain, Not Against It. Jessica McCabe presents a comprehensive and empathetic guide for individuals navigating life with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. McCabe, who has firsthand experience with ADHD, has become an influential voice through her popular YouTube channel, where she shares insightful strategies and personal anecdotes to help those affected by ADHD. This book expands on her mission to offer support, understanding, and practical advice to enhance the lives of adults and children living with ADHD. McCabe's passion and knowledge shine through each page, making it an essential read for anyone seeking to better understand and manage ADHD in a positive, life-affirming way. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding ADHD. In the initial section of the book, McCabe delves into the complexities of ADHD, shedding light on its symptoms, diagnosis, and the common misconceptions that surround it. She emphasizes that ADHD is not just about a lack of focus or hyperactivity, but involves a wide array of cognitive and emotional challenges. McCabe draws on the latest research to explain the neurological underpinnings of ADHD, aiming to demystify the condition and encourage a more compassionate perspective towards those who experience it. Through personal anecdotes and scientific findings, readers gain a comprehensive understanding of what it means to live with ADHD and the importance of seeking personalized treatment and support. Secondly, strategies for managing daily life. McCabe offers practical solutions and strategies for managing the various aspects of daily life affected by ADHD. From organizing tasks and managing time effectively to dealing with procrastination and maintaining relationships, she provides actionable advice tailored to the unique challenges of ADHD. McCabe emphasizes the importance of structure, routine, and the use of tools like planners and timers to enhance focus and productivity. Moreover, she discusses the significance of self-care, including exercise, diet, and sleep, in managing ADHD symptoms. This topic is valuable for readers seeking concrete methods to improve their day-to-day functioning and well-being. Thirdly, emotional regulation and ADHD. An important aspect of McCabe's guide is her focus on emotional regulation, a challenge commonly faced by individuals with ADHD. She explores the connection between ADHD and emotional dysregulation, offering insights into how to manage intense emotions and cultivate emotional resilience. McCabe provides strategies for recognizing emotional triggers, coping with stress and anxiety, and improving communication and conflict resolution skills. This section is particularly helpful for readers looking to understand and manage the emotional complexities associated with ADHD, fostering a healthier emotional life. Fourthly, ADHD in relationships and social settings. McCabe explores the impact of ADHD on relationships and social interactions, providing guidance on navigating the complexities that ADHD may introduce into personal and professional relationships. She discusses the challenges of maintaining friendships, managing expectations at work, and communicating effectively with partners. McCabe offers advice on building empathy, setting boundaries, and fostering understanding and support within relationships. This topic is essential for readers seeking to improve their social interactions and strengthen their connections with others, despite the challenges posed by ADHD. Lastly, creating a supportive environment. The final topic addresses the importance of creating a supportive environment for individuals with ADHD. McCabe emphasizes the role of community, support groups, and professional help in managing ADHD effectively. She advocates for seeking assistance from healthcare professionals, educators, and ADHD specialists to create a tailored approach to treatment and support. McCabe also highlights the power of support networks, including online communities and local groups, as vital resources for empowerment and information exchange. This section underscores the value of building a supportive ecosystem to navigate the challenges and opportunities of living with ADHD. In conclusion, Jessica McCabe's How to ADHD, An Insider's Guide to Working with Your Brain, Not Against It, is an invaluable resource for individuals with ADHD, their families, educators, and anyone interested in understanding this complex condition. Through personal stories, practical advice, and evidence-based strategies, McCabe provides readers with the tools to navigate ADHD with confidence and grace. This book is especially beneficial for those seeking to transform their struggles into strengths, advocating for a life lived in harmony with one's brain. Whether you're newly diagnosed, a longtime member of the ADHD community, or a supporter of someone with ADHD, this guide offers insightful perspectives and empowering strategies to improve quality of life, making it an essential read for a broad audience. If you would like to support Jessica McCabe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.